Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's face it, the regular media is never going to tell you on a timely basis the news you really need to know as it is actually happening. The first problem is that current technology makes so much information available that it will never be possible to offer comprehensive coverage. There is also a problem of bias, where some media sources decide what it wants you to know about rather than focusing on the needs of their audience. Here's some examples from last week to give you a better idea of what I mean by this bias. Early last week, CNN did a major news story titled, How Negative Interest Rates Helped Turn Deutsche Bank Into a Disaster. I'm sure most of you would have preferred to learn about this when I discussed this news almost 34 months ago during my October 5th, 2016 commentary on this station. As another example from last week, are you aware that two American banks, JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup, are among five banks charged in a civil lawsuit over manipulating foreign currency exchange rates? The plaintiffs are seeking more than $1 billion in damages, which is not chump change. Or did you hear the quote from Alain Bokobza, a top strategist from French mega bank Société Générale, where he talked about the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates last week? He said, quote, ride the bull until 2020, when a U.S. recession and a debased dollar will make gold the perfect doomsday hedge, unquote. What is especially significant about his statement is that this bank is a primary dealer of U.S. government securities. Because of this relationship, bank personnel would normally not make any statements about the debasing of the U.S. dollar. If your regular media sources didn't give you these news stories on a timely basis or at all, then you need to regularly tune into these commentaries on Wednesday and Friday mornings. For even more details, check monthly newsletters or weekly articles at Liberty Coin Service's website at libertycoinservice.com. For daily tips, check out Liberty Coin Service's Facebook page. You will be happy you did. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.